Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My only issue with the Yanks is their lineup. Well, there's a couple of things actually talking points from the weekend, BT. Whether it's Volpe getting a scheduled day off after he fought. Like, what is Boone doing? Come on, dude, with these scheduled off days. I understand you want to give guys an off day.
Yeah.
Typical fashion, you schedule an off day. Volpe has a big offensive day on Saturday, and then he sticks to the schedule. That's just stupid. I'm sorry. That's stupid. You're trying to get the guy going or not. And then the lineups drive me up a wall where it's all matchup-based. I don't care if you want to do that with the leadoff hitter because you don't have a clear-cut leadoff hitter. I don't care if you want to do it 5 through 9. It should be Bellinger, Judge, Stanton more often than not. Like, at least have some fraction of the lineup that is consistent. Bellinger 2, Judge 3, Stanton 4, everything else you can play with. Good God, they can't have a consistent lineup 2 days in a row.
It's been like this for a while. Now, yesterday, Rice got a chance to go into 3 spot. Couple of hits, obviously, looked pretty good there. Jazz, who worries me. I mean, I like his talents, but I'm still not sold on Jazz. I like to be. He's actually played well. He's sitting, I think, 370 since he came back in 17 games. But, no, listen, there's a lot of issues with the Yankees for sure. You know, and you start, as we said last week, they're in a losing streak. You don't have a leadoff hitter. You kind of, you know, hoping that Stanton can stabilize the 4 spot and be right and be healthy. There's issues with the Yanks, though. Well,
wouldn't you just like to say, I'm not even getting into the issues, which, by the way.
But there are, though.
Yeah, well, I know. Getting guys on again and not being able to get anybody in with nobody out, 2 guys. Like, it's just ridiculous with the Yanks. But we know they're going to be in the postseason, and we'll see how they figure it out. We'll see what moves that they make. I just, the analytical-driven stuff from them is, it's too much for me. I'm sorry. How do you have a scheduled off day? The guy right in front of you then goes out there and finally has a good day, and now you're going to say, well, sorry, Ant. We had a scheduled off day instead of maybe building his confidence and confidence and having him get back out there a second day in a row, or having Judge and Bellinger, or Bellinger, Judge, and Stanton just consistently 2, 3, 4. Mess around that. Those are your best hitters, right? Have them go 2, 3, 4 in that lineup consistently. Maybe he even told us flat out, Boone did on opening day, Judge prefers hitting third. Mm-hmm. He said that, so just pencil him in third. Well, I don't understand it.
The 2 things from over the weekend, he just did on the one store with Volpe, and when I heard that, I'm like, come on, how do you not reverse course and put him out there? So I'm not going to disagree on that. The other was Clark Schmidt. Mm. And, you know, obviously had 6 outs to go before he pitched a no-hitter, 103 pitches. He's had some injury issues. He's on a nice run right now. I just don't understand the reaction from some people. Even if you are so against analytics or predeterminations, whatever it might be. Like, that would have been reckless. And I don't even know where you stand on this, but to run him out there to flirt with history for, like, some of the mindsets are nuts.
The idea of blaming Aaron Boone for that is just it's ridiculous. It's
no,
so
no ass. It's the right move.
It's so asinine. It's not even worth entertaining that aspect of it. What I will say, the fans get robbed because and Clark Schmidt himself, but, like, that's just the way that the sport is now. But we should not be penalized from enjoying a special moment because of the pitch count. Like, logically speaking, there's no way. I was on live as this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that he's probably not even going to come out for the eighth. Forget about the no-hitter. He's over 100 pitches already after seven.
Yeah.
They're not bringing him out for the eighth. And then he didn't come out for the eighth. So if it's predictable. It should be expected. It shouldn't be acceptable from a fan standpoint, but it doesn't mean that it's the manager's fault. You can't throw a young pitcher out there and have him just go balls to the wall for a no-hitter in June. It makes logical, pragmatical sense. But we as fans are paying the price for that, no?
We are. Yeah, I mean, to an extent.
You don't want the moment of a no-hitter?
I do. I mean, listen, when I remember watching Rigetti's in Long Island in 83 when he struck out Wade Boggs. I don't know if that was a slide or whatever it was. It was nasty. Boggs missed it by a mile, which was rare. Of course, indelible moment. Obviously, Coney, Wells, Dwight Gooden, Jim Abbott, ground ball to shortstop, Velarde over to Donnie. Yeah, there's no doubt. But to me, I think what's happening is like the younger generation is being desensitized to this because let's fast forward 20 years, right? Whether it's your daughter or my son or daughter, you know, if they're sitting around talking sports, they will be so programmed that pitchers, the way they grew up, nobody went 125, 130. So they wouldn't even have the reaction like, wow, how did you pull this guy after 103, after seven? Because that's all they know.
The only way to fix it. And now this would create a different problem. And forget the past stats, but the enjoyment of having starting pitchers complete what they or finish what they started or go for complete games or have no hitters would be to shorten the game. Because there's no way, there literally is no other way to do it. There's no way you're going to see as many no hitters or perfect games, even attempts, when you have pitchers that cannot throw more than 100 pitches.
For sure.
Because either A, they can't do it, or B, they won't be allowed to do it. So we're robbed from that moment. So to bring that moment back in, you'd have to just make the game seven innings. And then from there, you could have more no hitters.
Yeah, but you know, come on, you know what would happen then. Then everybody would say, well, it's not real. You know, this guy, 1949, this guy did this.
I know,
Bob Feller. I mean, you know what I mean? Let me ask you this. So I think that there are some inherent issues with baseball. I think we all agree with that. Length of the season is one. So if I said to you, all right, Sal, Commissioner Sal.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be an interesting sport if Sal was in charge of the MLB.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. Hire Peter Schwartz. No, I'm just kidding. Just messing around, Peter. Just messing around. You just walked in. He was sitting right there. He was on a T-4.
Well, the look that Schwartz you just gave you. He's actually legitimately pissed at you
now. All right, go ahead, BT. So
there's legal counsel he can't talk about legal matters here, as he told Boomer Geo 30 times today. Anyway, if I said, Sal, you can go from 162 to 150 or 140, whatever number you think, or condense games from 9 to 7 innings. What's more appealing?
Yeah, I'd condense the amount of games, obviously, but because I love a 9-inning game, but I also love the idea of chasing something special.
Yeah.
And so I miss that. I hate that I can't complain about it. And there are people who have complained about it, but I think it's just idiotic. You're going to get on Aaron Boone for taking Clark Schmidt out after throwing 106 pitches.
If anybody get on the state of baseball.
Well, that's my point.
That's a totally different target.
But I hate that I can't complain about it because
it's more fun.
Well, there's just
it is. There's no resolution.
Logically, you understand it in today's world with these starters. But I don't like that we are, Paul Skeens had this in his rookie year. Was it a year ago?
Whatever it was. He did.
Yeah, coming out of a game. What are we doing here? You're robbing us from these special moments. So I hate it. But I would keep the 9-inning baseball games and just make them fewer games throughout the course of the year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.